John chapter 3, verse 30-31. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all.
Give your life to God. Give your life to God. What do you think about that? Should we give our life to God in every aspect? You know, that's really what God wants. It's what He demands from us, because He wants us to surrender our life to Him and in every way give ourselves to Him. Noah just read for us, He must increase and I've got to decrease. So when we think about our life, when we think about where we stand, what we do from day to day, it needs to be that what we do brings glory to God. I told the young people in class in the back this morning, we were talking about decisions, and we were talking about making the right decisions and depending on God and leaning on God. I told them, I said, I've been blessed in my life. I haven't been sick much, and I never broke any bones or none major, I guess. I broke a finger one time, and I used to be big about running through the house and slapping the door facing real hard and acting like I hit my foot, and one time I did. And I rolled around on the floor, and Wendy said, get up, you're not hurt. And she looked down at my toe, she said, no, you're hurt. So I broke a toe one time. I broke my nose twice, but besides that, I've never really had any broken bones. I don't really know how that feels. And I've lived my life, for the most part, at this point, being fairly healthy. And as I look at sickness, I look at injury. I was thinking about that this morning on my way to the water plant. And a song came on the radio, imagine that, When I Get Where I'm Going. There'll be only tears of joy. He was talking about his granddaddy. It made me think about my granddaddy. And when he gets there, he's going to walk with him and match him step by step. Isn't that wonderful? That's a good thought. And then I got to thinking about Jay, and I've been struggling lately with Jay again and keeping it on my mind. But you know, Jay left this earth with a broke leg and infection in his lungs. And I got to studying about that when I was at the water plant this morning after I heard that song, and I said, you know, it really ties it all together for me. It makes me feel better when I think about when I get where I'm going, that Jay's leg will not be broke and he won't have infection in his lungs. He'll be able to communicate and walk and be as he should be, and he'll be healthy. The song goes on to say, there'll only be tears of joy, and it got me to thinking about it, how happy he must be. I know we've all lost someone in our life. We can all sit and we can grieve, and I do, probably too much. I may even talk about it too much, but it helps me to talk about it. It helps me to refocus my life. It helps me to look at where I'm trying to go, and it helps me to be determined, really, about my life. And I make plenty of mistakes. I've got, as Nick says sometimes, I got scars that I carry with me because of decisions that I make. But as I stress to the young people in the back, you know, we don't have to continue to make bad decisions. We can make good decisions in our life, and we can be focused about where we're going, and we can be dedicated about it, because one day God is going to wipe away all the tears, and He's going to wipe away all the crying, all the pain, all the bad things in this world. He's going to wipe that away for those who are faithful, those who are Christians, those who have followed Him, those who have given their life to Him. One day we're not going to worry about all the problems that we have on this earth. We were talking last night at the house, Annie and Charlie and Wendy and myself, and we were talking about problems. We were talking about some family problems and different things that go on in the world. And Wendy brought out a question, or asked a question, or made a statement. She said, how do you deal with it? How do you deal with it when you look at your loved ones and you look at family members, maybe even yourself? You look at yourself and you look at all the things that's going on, and sometimes we as people, we can dig a terrible hole. And we can find ourselves in a situation, and we look around, and it's disappointing, it's discouraging to us as we look and say, well, so-and-so, they're not faithful to God, and I love them. They're a big part of my life, and I have family members like that, and probably y'all as well. We have people we wish that would come back to God and live dedicated to God, and we worry about that, and it plays a very heavy part in our life. So how do we deal with that? That's what I want us to think about for just a minute this morning. I told them in the room in the back, I said, my lesson's not very long, and I hope that you will stay with me for just a minute. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 9. It's the main thing I want us to focus on and tie that in with what Noah read for us as we think about giving our life to God. Chapter 9, beginning with verse 1, and it says, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, there they brought to him a man sick of palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes and within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is it easy to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. You know, Jesus here taught many things for us. We could preach many, many lessons out of these few verses. And the first being, what's more important? Is it more important that our ailments, our problems, our physical ailments in this life, that they be taken care of? Or is it more important that our sins be forgiven, that we can stand in the right relationship with God? Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 tells us that our sins separate us from God, so we are spending our life, or we are living our life, trying to be in the right relationship with God, because we've all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Because of sin, we're striving to have the relationship that we need to have with God. And the very first part of this, Jesus points out, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. You know, raise your hand if you don't want your sins forgiven. You know, we all need that, don't we? The single most important thing in your life is that you can have your sins forgiven. Because the most important thing in your life is your relationship with God. No matter what we do on this earth, no matter what job we hold, no matter what hobbies we have, no matter what relationships we build on this earth, the single most important relationship is our relationship with our Father, and He's in heaven. And someday we want to be there as well. And as we long for that on this earth, what is it that we dedicate most to it? You know, we need to give our life to God completely. John said in John 3 and verse 30, as Noah read for us, he must increase. Our relationship with God, our dedication to God has to increase. We have to draw closer to God each and every day of our life. Well, how do we do that? Real quick, a few things I want to mention, then we'll go further in this passage in chapter 9. A few ways we do that is we, in our life, we have to magnify Jesus' name in our life. We need to be a people dedicated to letting our light shine in such a way, as the Bible says, that others can see Christ living in us. And that's something we have to take serious. It's something we cannot take lightly, because it depends on how we conduct ourselves every day. I asked a question this morning in class. I want to ask you the same thing. Peyton led a prayer this morning in class on behalf of Miss Mary and done an outstanding job. But when's the last time you prayed? When's the last time that you sat in prayer and you prayed to God, and first of all, that you asked God to forgive you? That you ask God to give you strength to be the person, to be the Christian that you need to be the father that you should be, the husband, the mother, whoever it may be. When's the last time that you pled with God to help you to be stronger in your everyday life? That's one way that we draw ourselves and we give our life to God, is that we begin, and we begin today if we have not already, we begin talking to God in prayer. That we give ourselves and we give God, if nothing else, just a little bit of time. That, Charles, that we devote ourselves, that this is my time with God. And nothing's going to get in the way of this time that I've laid aside, that I'm going to talk to my Father in heaven. And that's how we start building that. And another way, obviously, is the study of our Bible. But as we magnify and we elevate His name, we praise and we honor Him in every aspect of our life. Can we do that if we're out doing things that we should not be doing? Can we bring glory to God and praise and honor to His name if we're not conducting ourselves in the way that we should? You know, I know as we think about at least the way that I began this lesson this morning, talking about problems and talking about sicknesses and bringing up Jay, which I do often. I know that we want to end our life the same way that Jesus did. Can you imagine? And I thought about this morning asking the question when I got up here, do you really believe? So let me ask you, do you really believe? Do you really believe in Jesus? Do you really believe in God? Do you really believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins? Do you really believe that He took the beating and the shame and all that He went through to die on the cross so that you could have hope of eternal life, so that you could have forgiveness of your sins that we started talking about? Do you really believe that with all your heart? Then I know that we want to end our life the same way Jesus did. In John 17 and verse 4, He said, I have glorified Thee on earth. I have finished the work which Thou hast gavest Me to do. I have finished the work. I've glorified Your name. I've made mistakes. All of us are going to be able to say that. But this is Jesus talking, and He says, I have glorified Thee on earth. You know, we have the same opportunity today to glorify God on earth through Jesus. Because of our relationship with Him, because of that blood that He shed for us, we can be just like that in the sense that we can stand pure and just in His sight, and we can glorify His name, and we can finish the work that God has given us to do. But then if you go back to Matthew chapter 9 and you look at the rest of it there, to the man that was sick of palsy, Jesus said, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. I mention this ever so often and I think about it. Probably most of us that are Christians, we remember the day that we obeyed the gospel. We remember being baptized and we remember how excited we were. We were excited probably on several different levels, one of which was me at a young age when I obeyed the gospel. I was 12, and I remember the excitement in a lot of different ways. Number one, the pride that the congregation showed me in my response and my dedication. And that was part of it as a young person. The pride that my family showed me. But then it was the pride of knowing that I had completed what God wanted me to do. But you know, looking back, there was a sense of relief as well. Relief that we know that we have Jesus' blood and that we have forgiveness. And when Jesus says, be of good cheer, I can't help but think about how happy I was that August the 30th of 1980. How happy I was that day. But don't that cheer come back every time that we go to God in prayer? That we can be of good cheer because our sins are forgiven us? It's not just a day that we obeyed the gospel. It's every day that we turn to God and we ask God, please forgive me of my sins. And we can have that same cheer. You know, this should be the greatest thing to bring cheer, and that's the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus. If not for the forgiveness, we would carry every single sin we committed all the way into eternity. But you go on through this that we read, we notice that there were certain of them that were mouthing within themselves. They didn't think it was near a big a deal to say, hey, your sins are forgiven, as it would be to get up and walk. What's more important to us? Is it more important that I can stand up and walk, or is it more important that I can say, God has forgiven me of my sins, and I am in the right relationship with God? And as I was studying this week, I could not help but think about, really, those first or their middle verses there is so worldly in the way people think today. We look at what I have and how I feel more than where I'm going and where I hope to accomplish. So Jesus there at the end, he said, so you'll know. So you'll know that I have the power. So you'll know that sins can be forgiven. Get up and walk and go home. It lets us know what's most important. Jesus was driving the point home. He took care of the sins first and the health second. Our soul should be that important to each one of us. We can remember Isaiah's picture of forgiveness in Isaiah 1 and verse 18. He says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Have you given your life to God? Let me ask another question. Have you given your life completely to God? Are you living each day with excitement and with cheer, knowing where you're going? When you get where you're going, will there be tears of happiness or sadness? You see, it's our choice. It's our decision. Our decision that we can make. We can decide whether or not we're going to be a Christian. We can decide whether or not we're going to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Are you going to repent of your sins, turn from those sins? Are you going to confess that Jesus is Lord? Are you going to be baptized for the remission of your sins? Then the big decision comes apart in our lives, because most of us are already Christians. If you're not, we're about to sing a song to encourage you to become a Christian. But then the decision comes for all of us that's already Christians. Are we going to continue to live faithful? Are we going to continue to commit our life to God completely? A lot of times we don't. A lot of times things come our way and we will give up. As we talk about in the class in the back, that's part of the decisions. And that's part of the domino effect that happens in our life. But it seems like when we make one decision, it's not long till another decision follows that. And just like dominoes, they start to fall. It was either Charlie and I or Keith and I this week was studying or talking, going down the road, and we was talking about lying. We got to thinking about lying, and we talked about, once you tell one lie, it's almost like you got to tell another one. You just start going down a road that you can't get out of the first one without telling another one, and it gets to be a spider web of a mess. The same way with sin. If we allow sin to stay in our life and we don't ask for forgiveness, it becomes so much easier and common to have another one, and then another one, and then another one. And then when you were white as snow, you wandered away from God. This morning, if you need the prayers of the church, or if you need to respond to the Lord's invitation, come while we stand and sing.